This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. American markets are not, of course, the only markets, and Chinese investors had been planning something of a celebration this week, the world's biggest initial public offering ever to be set in Shanghai and Hong Kong. The company going public, and I think we mentioned this last week, is Ant Financial, a giant in Chinese fintech, financial technology. That was the case until this morning, that is. Chinese regulators kind of out of nowhere suspended the IPO, not happening at all. It's not clear what's going on, but as Marketplace's Scott Tong reports, what we do know is that the Chinese government is still very much in charge of the world's second largest economy.
Ant Group is no small insect in the Chinese economy. Its phone app is used by 700 million people. Martin Chorzempa is with the Peterson Institute for International Economics.
In China, they don't use credit cards. They link their bank account into this digital wallet, and then they scan QR codes everywhere to pay for things. They can also shop online through it. They can buy gold and investment products, get loans, get insurance.
2 weeks ago, Ant controlling stakeholder Jack Ma blasted Chinese financial regulators for red tape and for not understanding companies like his. And to many, Jack Ma crossed a line, and the government is assumed to have struck back by freezing the IPO for now. China market analyst Fraser Howie is the author of Red Capitalism.
The state is paramount in China, or actually the party is paramount. Even though Jack's a member of the party, business cannot be devolved from politics in China.
Social media in China is now filled with cracks about ants getting crushed. And this old movie clip of Jack Ma playing a kung fu master, apologizing to the cops. Howie says the lesson for international investors is beware of the China market and the interference of the state. Imagine, he says,
you're now the risk manager at some $100 billion Midwest pension fund. And last week, someone said, we've got to get into China. Look what's happening. You're going to turn around and say,
no way. Another cautionary message has to do with Chinese innovation. Martin Chorzempa says in the U.S., it's normal for a tech CEO to tell Washington bureaucrats to back off. But when Jack Ma says that in China, he's put in his place.
The pendulum continues to swing towards control and away from the freedom which encourages innovation.
He says Chinese authorities fear that Ant Group could make borrowing too easy and put the financial system at risk. I'm Scott Tong for Marketplace.